here's some Sunday morning stream gauge readings in the Adirondacks. The Hudson was 3.7 and steady at North Creek. The Sacandaga at 2.2 and steady at Hope. The Moose 2.6 and steady at McKeever. The East Branch 1.9 and steady at all Sable Forks. And the Scroon was 3.3 on Thursday. In eastern New York, the Hoosick 3.1 steady at Eagle Bridge. The Battenkill 2.1 steady at Battenville. The Schoharie 1.2 and steady at Burtonsville. In western New England, the West 4.2 and falling in Newfane, Vermont. The White 4.2 and falling at Hartford, Vermont. The Housatonic 2.6 and steady at Great Barrington. And in the Catskills, the Susquehanna 3.2 and steady at Unadilla. The Esopus 5.7 and steady at Mount Tremper. The Rondout 9.4 and steady at Rosendale. The Beaverkill 1.9 and steady at Cooks Falls. And Delaware was 3 feet and steady near Berryville.
Bringing you the latest weather information 24 hours a day, this is WXL 34 and WXL 37, the voice of your National Weather Service for Eastern New York and Western New England. What a difference a day makes. After a hot Saturday with temperatures around 90, temperatures this afternoon will struggle to get out of the 40s in parts of the Northeast. New York City and Boston were in the mid-70s this morning, but temperatures there will drop through the 60s during the afternoon. Buffalo's high will be 55. Montreal will get to 52. Binghamton will only reach 48 with Montpelier 45. A gusty north wind will make it feel even colder. The best weather will be from the Niagara frontier to the St. Lawrence Valley. Clouds there may give way to a few sun intervals. Elsewhere in New York and New England, clouds will predominate with showers. Snow and freezing rain are even possible in the higher Adirondacks and in the mountains of northern New England. Showers will continue tonight east to Boston and south to New York City, with partly cloudy skies to the north and west of the Capital District. Frost warnings were up in the Adirondacks, where temperatures will get down near 30. Elsewhere, lows will be 35 to 45. Memorial Day will be partly sunny over most of upstate New York and northern New England. Clouds and scattered showers, though, will linger from extreme southeast New York across coastal southern New England. Highs will range from the upper 50s to mid-60s. The leading edge of a very cool Canadian air mass was over Long Island late this morning. It will move slowly south as weak disturbances ripple along it. In the Greater Capital District, the eastern Mohawk Valley, and the Lake George Saratoga region, it will be windy and unseasonably cool this afternoon. Skies will be cloudy and showers are likely. High temperatures will be in the mid-50s in the Capital District. It won't get much above 50 up towards Glens Falls and Lake George. The wind will be north 15 to 25 miles an hour. The chance of rain is 60%. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and chilly. There's a chance of showers this evening. The low will be near 40 in the Capital District with some 30s to the north. The wind will be north 5 to 15 miles an hour and the chance of rain is 30%. On Memorial Day, there will be a mixture of clouds and sunshine. The high will be close to 60. In the lower Hudson Valley, it will be windy and unseasonably cool this afternoon. Skies will be mostly cloudy and there's a chance of showers. Temperatures will be in the 50s. The wind will be north 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 40%. Tonight will be cloudy and chilly. There's a 40% chance of rain. The low will be 40 to 45. The wind will be north 5 to 10 miles an hour. For Memorial Day, there's a chance of showers in the morning, then a little sunshine for the afternoon. The high will be 55 to 60. The chance of rain is 30%.
With a cloudy sky at Albany at noon, the temperature is 46 degrees, while the relative humidity was 74%. Winds are in the north at 20, gusting to 32 miles per hour, and the pressure is 30.00 inches and rising. At Poughkeepsie, it's mostly cloudy. The temperature is 61 degrees, while the relative humidity was 67%. Winds are from the northeast at 9, gusting to 17 miles per hour, and the pressure was 29.85 inches and rising. At Glens Falls, it's light rain. The temperature is 42 degrees, while the relative humidity was 86%. Winds are from the northeast at 12 miles per hour, and the pressure was 30.03 inches and rising. There will be showers moving across eastern New York and western New England through 12:30 this afternoon. Skies will be cloudy, with showers mainly from the Capital District north. These showers will move east at 30 miles an hour. Winds will be north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Temperatures will stay in the upper 40s to upper 50s.
You're listening to the voice of the National Weather Service. We're broadcasting the latest weather forecasts, warnings, and other weather information 24 hours a day. WXL 34 is brought to you with the cooperation of public radio and TV stations WMHT. We're broadcasting on 162.55 megahertz from the tower of WMHT on the Helderbergs in Albany County. WXL 37 comes to you on 162.475 megahertz from atop Illinois Mountain in Highland, New York. WXL 37 is brought to you with the cooperation of Orange Ulster BOCES, Risk Management, RCI, and radio stations WPDH and WEOK.